check out the latest On With Origins podcast with Zest AI's Mike DeVere discussing the prevalence of artificial intelligence. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the NASCA Summit here in beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. And in the studio lounge, we have Amy Hunter, Director of Credit Unions for the Washington State Department of Financial Institutions. That is quite a title.
That is a long title. At least my name is easy, though.
Yeah, Amy Hunter.
That's as easy as it gets.
Nice to meet you, and nice to see you, Amy.
Likewise.
Yeah. How's the conference going for you here? Because I love the mix between regulators, credit unions, and vendors, that whole thing. It's a pretty cool mix.
I think that is really the number one thing that NASCA has to offer. It really is the collaboration. And, you know, I was thinking about our conversation today, and I thought, you know, it really is, it's a C. It really is the collaboration that we have, because we really are the only organization that does that.
Right.
I've been in my role for about 5 years now.
Okay.
And so, I mean, for some, though, I'm still kind of a newbie. And so I think the thing that I found most valuable when I found out, yes, my agency is part of NASCA and, you know, what NASCA is about, it really is that ability to learn from other regulators. Mm-hmm. There are so many regulations and rules and so many people involved in the business of running.
A lot of moving parts.
Yes, a lot of moving parts. And so you really need an organization like NASCA to help you figure out how all of those parts fit together, you know, stay updated on what type of bills are being introduced, what's going on with the NCUA, but then also to really have that partnership and collaboration with the credit union officials themselves and with the C-suite, because you know, that's really where they're having to take all of these different things and monitor them, implement them, all to get really to help their members. And so it's NASCA has just been such a critical part of my own learning. I mean, I obviously have my own team that I can rely on, but really so many just mentors within NASCA itself and the board that's been really
well
helpful.
And I also noticed there's a number of state leagues that are here as well. So how what are the conversations like with the leagues as well? Is it similar to credit unions, or is it another kind of apples and oranges type of thing?
Yeah, well, I think it's just another layer of the collaboration. Yeah. So we, in Washington, our credit unions are part of the Go West Credit Union Association, and so that's six states. And so we really enjoy that, working with them. You know, they're another great avenue for members. They help get information out, kind of sometimes the same way that NASCA does, but it's all with a little bit different, I think, twist on it, and all of those things that really a credit union, they have to kind of know how all the different parties are looking at things. So, yeah, I love that we have the leagues here and get to have, you know, a little bit of their perspective. A lot of that happens, you know, in these hallways. I mean, that's where we really get to have the one-on-one.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole group right down there talking and conversing and brainstorming. So you're in the part of the country, and we had Sam Johnson here earlier as well from Washington State, and you're in a part of the country where credit unions are very popular.
Yes.
I think the market share, because every time Troy and I talk, Troy Stang, it's like, okay, it was 50, now it's 55, now it's 60, and who knows where it's going from here. So share with me that kind of, I guess, the mindset up there in Washington State, or in the Northwest, rather.
Yeah.
It's very credit union focused, I would think, right?
It is, and I mean, I think really, to not use over the word credit, but the credit goes to the credit unions for making that for their members to know that that really is a valuable place to, you know, have your money. I mean, I'm a credit union member. I became a credit union member when I became a state employee, and I remember my colleagues saying, you know, I was like, okay, I'm going to have, you know, auto deposit. Where should I be? And my coworker just looked at me very matter-of-factly and said the name of the credit union that I'm a member of, and well, that's where you should be. And you know, I personally like never thought anything different about it. So, you know, then when it's time for my kids to set up their relationship, it's of course,
well,
you should be at the credit union where we are at. So, so I think the people helping people, that for sure resonates. I think it resonates across the United States, but definitely in the Northwest. I mean, some parts of the Northwest are very big. We have our big metropolitan areas, but we really also have our very small communities.
It's very rural. Those parts are very, very rural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I don't know, can I put in a plug? Come visit Washington. It's a beautiful state. You're not going to cut that part out of this, are you? Not at all.
We will emphasize it.
It really is. I mean, we have everything in Washington State, mm-hmm. as far as geography and things to see and beauty, and so it is a great place to be from. It's a great place to visit. So,
oh, completely. Yeah, I was just not Washington, but we were just in Vancouver.
Oh yeah,
just above Washington for the World Credit Union conference a few weeks ago, and my gosh, it's gorgeous there. So lots to do. Again, lots of credit union folks there as well. And from your perspective, what do you want to take away from this conference? I mean, obviously the networking and the talking, kind of the casual conversations with credit unions and stuff is pretty a great benefit. But what are you looking for here?
Well, one thing that I think NASCUS has done really a great job of, I mean, they do it every time, but it's hit me much more this time, is just what is the next thing that's going on and what's a different way to look at things that maybe we've talked about before. Mm-hmm. So I want to know what's coming up for the credit unions, because as the regulator, I need to know that as well.
Oh, yeah.
If we're not paying attention
to
that.
It's a two-way street, for sure.
It is, yeah. I mean, I want the credit unions to stay relevant, and that means that the regulator has to stay relevant. Mm-hmm. So I also do like to, we had a great meeting yesterday morning. We call it Legislative and Regulatory Committee. We're really talking about what's going on, just with obviously the regulations, but you know, well, what is another state, how are they approaching this? So that, I want to learn that from my sister regulators, and I appreciate that part of it, but I really like the thought leaders. Here's what's going on, here's how you do this. And I would say, we always have good speakers, but there's almost like a different level of authenticity this year to our speakers.
Oh, I think so too.
So that part, I
loving it.
I just like that. You feel like they're not trying to sell you anything. This is just, you know, their real true beliefs and help.
Yeah, I think for instance, the Fola yesterday from she was talking a conversation about fraud.
Yes.
That's one of the most authentic presentations I've ever seen. So, I mean, she was, well, I don't know, so off the cuff, but some of the stuff impromptu, and she was wonderful.
Yeah.
But the information she had was, oh my gosh, was wonderful.
Yeah.
So that's a great example of what you were saying.
It's
very authentic.
And the way she presented it, I mean, I've actually already used that today. I had to step out for an agency thing earlier today, and I had some key points that I was able to share with who I was on the phone with to say, hey, I heard this might be something for you to think about. Yeah. So that was wonderful. If I hadn't been here, I would not have gotten that.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Well, benefit right there on the spot.
Yeah.
On the spot. The other question, because we don't get to talk to regulars that often.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, we're super nice.
I know you are. And this is so refreshing, because you talked about taking the collaboration to another level. And at this conference, it does that, because you have these different groups together and talking freely. The transparency is awesome. So, but what do you want credit unions to know about regulators? What, I mean, because sometimes we talk about it kind of outside the silo, like, gosh, what are they like, or what, I mean,
well,
I don't know, it's kind of a ambiguous question, but I'm curious to know.
Well, the first thing that came to mind was kind of what I was joking about. We really are nice. And actually, when I started in my job, my predecessor told me that the credit union people were really nice.
Oh, they're very cool people.
And I was actually somewhat skeptical. I thought, well, I'll just decide how nice they are later on. But what I have found is that we really are there to work in collaboration
with
the credit unions, because we understand that ultimately they are there for their members. And, you know, we, in a really little nutshell, I mean, we just want to make sure that the funds are there. If I go in as a member and want to withdraw what I have, that it's all there. And and we use the word safety and soundness, which I think is kind of, I don't know that normal people use the word safety and soundness, but if you explain it to, you want to make sure that your money is there and safe. People understand that concept.
Right.
And so I've really encouraged the CEOs and anyone in the organization, if something comes up and you just wonder, please call us. We are there to collaborate.
Simple. I love it.
We're not trying to catch you doing something wrong.
Right, right.
Any regulator can do that.
Mm-hmm.
If we had, I mean, I don't know what your regulations are, but I know that if a food inspector wanted to come in now and put a temperature gauge in the lunch that we're going to
yeah.
have, you know, somewhere they could probably find something that wasn't right.
Right.
But
right.
they're really ultimately looking for how is safe is this overall.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what we're doing. We're not mm-hmm. there to catch you doing something wrong. We're there to help you, to tell you
exactly.
things that we've learned and things which we think really will make your organization better.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in Washington, we also really want to know what we can do to be better. So
yeah.
this kind of outside of this interview, but I don't care if you show it or not, but I mean, we do a survey at the end of every exam, and I read every response that we get,
wow.
and I tell the credit unions,
wow.
you know, I want to know if we're hitting the mark,
yeah.
and I want to know if we're missing the mark, because I want
you
my
need
team
that feedback.
I need that feedback,
mm-hmm.
and I want my team to, I want to be seen as really adding value
mm-hmm.
to their work, not an avoidance of, you know, keep your head down, the regulators
mm-hmm.
are here. So that was a long answer, but
the regulators
it's
are
really
here.
That, again, it's that partnership and collaboration.
Well,
that's what we want.
And the other thing that struck me during our conversation is that you are a credit union member.
Yes.
So you go into a credit union, maybe not yours, but
yes.
I think with an extra, I don't know, ounce of care, I guess, you
yes.
know? So you want to see this be a success. You want
yeah.
to foster the process. You want to fuel the success, if you will. So,
yeah.
I mean, tell me about that mindset real quick.
Well, so I make a point of going into my credit union. I am lucky because my office happens to be really close, and I can even walk to my credit
Perfect.
Union. And I go in, and I do. I mean, you know, some things catch my eye now, and I will tell you, I have such good service there, and I've told this story before. Well, for a while, I thought maybe my account had been flagged because I was getting such good service. I mean, down to being in the teller line, drive-through teller one day, and I was having some weird problem accessing my account online,
yeah.
and so I explained it to her, and I got home that night. I actually have a home phone as well, and I had a message from that person telling me, hey, I looked into it, and here's what you need to click on, and I clicked on it, and it worked. So my husband then, he went in, and he just asked, do you have our account flagged? And
because the
no,
service we're getting is
no,
exceptional.
We don't. And then I thought, well, maybe it's just, you know, where I am, where we are is where kind of the credit union is headquartered.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, no, one day I was driving up in a different part of the state visiting a credit union. Actually, I stopped. I needed to get some cash.
Yeah.
And I went in and I got the same outstanding
wow.
service. I remember I had like something particular about the bills that I needed for the denominations, and
mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
know, again, the person was super helpful. So I think that the just that service to the members, that the credit unions really are top notch.
Yeah. Consistency is key, and
yeah.
you found it.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, good stuff.
Yeah.
Anything else, Amy, to share with us this morning before I let you go over there and get some lunch?
Yeah, I would just say that I have the pleasure now of being on the NASCUS board.
Oh, awesome.
And so got elected to that and was really excited
well
to
done.
Be on that. And NASCUS, Brian Knight and his whole team, they do a great job. They sincerely want to know what the credit unions industry as a whole wants from NASCUS.
Mm-hmm.
So I would
mm-hmm.
just say, tell Brian, I'd love to see this at a summit. I'd love to see a webinar on this. I think you
yeah.
ought to fill in the blank.
Yeah, it'll
and
happen.
I think you'll find that the NASCUS team is 100% there to really just, again, collaborate with
yeah.
the industry.
Yeah, this is a real asset to the industry because,
yeah.
like you said at the top of our conversation, it's collaboration on a whole nother level
yeah.
because of the groups that are here. So yeah, it's really cool stuff. So good stuff. All right, Amy. Well,
yeah.
thank you so much for hanging out for a few minutes. I appreciate
yeah.
it. Great to meet you, and keep up the good work. All righty.
Likewise. Thank you.
You are
appreciate
welcome.
It.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern, new podcast, Despite Impossible.
Check out the latest On with Origins podcast with Zest AI's Mike Devere discussing the prevalence of artificial intelligence.